Well, for nearly a year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had a nationwide ban on some types of evictions. The moratorium aimed to keep people in their homes while COVID-19 was surging. After multiple extensions, the order ended in late August. And as KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young reports, more Arizonans are now losing their homes.
David is a 44-year-old Army veteran. Until recently, he was living in an apartment in West Phoenix with his wife and their teenage son. Back in January, David, who asked us only to use his first name, was having health issues and needed to leave his job as a social worker. He tried to set up disability benefits, but that didn't come through right away. His wife's salary wasn't enough to cover expenses, and the family burned through savings. By September, just after the end of the CDC eviction order, they were behind on rent.
The judge just basically told us that there was nothing that she could do. She told us that within about a week we would have a writ, then we would ultimately be evicted.
The family stayed in a hotel for a while. Now they're in a shelter. Emily Lemmerman is a research specialist with the Eviction Lab at Princeton University. She says 2 months out, it's hard to measure the impact of the end of the CDC eviction order.
We just can't really make any clear statements about what's happening or not happening yet. Courts are really backed up. There's other reasons with COVID that things might not be moving through the legal system.
But early indications suggest a growing number of Arizona families like David's have been facing evictions over the past several weeks. The CDC order significantly decreased the number of eviction filings in Maricopa County from pre-pandemic levels. After the order ended, September filings were still below average, but they were 50% higher than August numbers. And organizations that assist people facing homelessness are reporting a major surge in demand for services. Jackson Fonder is the CEO of UMOM, the Phoenix shelter where David's family is now staying.
Bring this up as we speak here. I have a graph that's pretty scary to see. There it is. It shows me the weekly demand.
In August, before the moratorium ended, UMOM had 26 families on its wait list. Now it has more than 160.
And that's families, that's not people. So if you just use a multiplier of 3 or 4, you know, that's a scary number. That's 500 people who are out there on the streets of Phoenix, and it's not going to get better.
Throughout the pandemic, there have been multiple forms of assistance available for renters, landlords, and homeowners. The city of Phoenix, for example, has distributed more than $41 million in rental relief to more than 5,000 households since last spring, and it still has funds available. The nonprofit Wildfire is helping the city administer payments. Executive Director Cynthia Zwick says a year and a half into the pandemic, a lot of Arizonans still need help.
We haven't seen the application slow down, so we're continuing to see a steady stream of people applying.
But even with aid available, some renters still slip through the cracks. David applied for help but was turned down by one program because his financial hardships weren't specifically related to COVID.
So I reapplied, and of course it was too late by then.
Housing advocates say when the CDC order was in place, it helped renters like David buy time to apply for assistance. But now Zwick expects evictions to happen faster.
So I think we're going to continue to see, I hope we don't, but I think it's very likely we will continue to see a rise in homelessness.
And there's another issue. Rent prices in Phoenix are soaring. They're up 27% just since last year, according to Apartment List. Jackson Fonder at UMOM says cash-strapped families that are being evicted right now can't find anywhere to go. And with demand for help spiking, Fonder says the wait time to get into his shelter is now 6 weeks.
There's not only not enough affordable housing for these families to move into, but there's not enough emergency shelter.
That's putting a major strain on providers trying to get families into more permanent homes.
It's all hands on deck.
Advocates say finding housing for people with a record of eviction is especially challenging. That's exactly what David is experiencing. He was able to get a voucher through a veterans program to help his family cover the costs of their next place. But they're struggling to find a landlord to rent to them while they still owe money on their last apartment.
Nobody will really work with us.
David is making plans for a career change, and he's searching for an affordable place to live. but he's getting anxious. He says his family has already been without a home longer than he ever imagined they would be. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.